Today's daf is Chulin Daf Tzadik Vav. And we are 12 lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Hei Amid Beis, Boyamine Rav Huna Meirav. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rufu Shalema for Shlomo ben Chayaleah and Yisrael ben Adina. So we're moving along in Perek Yid Anasha, which we saw has a healthy balance of Halacha and Agada. Specifically, we're in the middle of a sugya, which itself has a healthy balance of halacha and agada. That is Rav's famous memra, basar kivan shenesala min ha'ayin asar. That basar, it could be 100% kosher. Came from a kosher animal. It was slaughtered by a very chashiv shoychet. You did the nikor, everything that the shoychet's supposed to do, he did to perfection. Stating that, this piece of meat was out of sight for a small period of time. Rav said a chiddush that the halach is at that point, one will not be able to eat that meat. We made a big deal about Tosfos right in the beginning of the sugya that says that, what's the chash? What exactly are you worried about? Tosfos says you're worried about the ravens. Literally, the ravens. You're concerned that a bird, such as a raven, may have come, taken the meat that you had originally placed, wherever it is you placed it, swapped it out with another piece of meat. Where'd that other piece of meat come from? Anywhere in the world. And therefore, I don't know if the meat that I put here is the exact identical meat that I had left there. It's for that reason, says Rav, you can't eat the meat. If you were looking at it the entire time, you had a shomer, so to speak, then the halach is it's going to be okay. But to the extent that there was no shomer, at that point, it's basash and the salam and the ayin, which is awesome. Now, Tosfos says that from a deraisa perspective, and even from a derabbanan perspective, the concern that a raven came and swapped out your pastrami with another pastrami and the other one is not kosher, seriously, we're going to start thinking that? Well, then it's going to be pens down. We're not going to be able to walk anymore. We're going to be an Ashrei Adam Mefachi Tomid. It's going to create a level of paranoia that's going to be completely untenable. We're not supposed to think the unthinkable. Stating that, in this world, there was a Chumra Yaseir. Rav said that even though this really transcends the world of Sveikos in Kala Terakula, in the Sugis and Masech Teschulin, when it comes to Basar, see soon, it's not only Basar. There is an idea of Basar Shana Salaman Ayin. Now, the Gemara had said that Rav had this very fancy Chumrah, which, by the way, this is in line with Shitas Rav, who we know was a big Machmer. Over the years, we've quoted many times a Braisa that talks about Asarim Mili de Chasidus that Rav was Noyak, 10 massive chumras that Rav kept throughout his life. So we know Rav himself happened to have been a big chumra. Many of them he imparted amongst his talmidim and, you know, the people that cared to hear what he had to say. But the Gemara says, if this is true, that Rav holds basash and asalam and ayin is also, so how did Rav ever eat meat? So how did he eat meat? And the Gemara gave three possibilities. One possibility was that Rav would literally stand on the side of the butcher, steering at him and making sure that the basa would not be in the salmonai. Additionally, when Rav would have meat delivered to him, he would make it come in a double seal. And it's for that reason he knew for sure, trusted the shaykhid, that he's putting the right piece of meat into the proverbial shopping bag. So by the time it got to him, assuming it had all the appropriate seals, it was going to be okay. And finally, Rav would ask that his meat be cut in a very specific way. I mean, he had a simen in the piece of meat that this meat was kosher, and it's for that reason this was something that was going to be okay. Either way, today's daf is going to begin with a few chulin anecdotes that are all related to this general halacha of basash and asal manayin. And then at the very end, we're going to find out, so a little suspense and foreshadowing, whether or not we paskin like Rav. We all think we paskin like Rav, right? Whether we in fact paskin like Rav or we don't paskin like Rav. Says the Gemara, "Boy, minei Rav Huna mei Rav." Rav Huna, who's a Talmud Muvak of Rav, he asked his Rebbe, "Becharuzin mahu?" What would be if somebody had meat and it was on a charuz? I guess in English you would say it was on a kebab of some sort. So he has meat. It's not just sitting on the counter, but it's in a very specific setting. It's on a charuz. And he was nisala. He forgot about it for a little bit of time. He comes back, it's still sitting where he left it on that charuz. Do you have to be concerned that the Oyrev came and took the kebab, replaced it with another kebab, or better yet, he removed the meat from the kebab and put it back on? How far does this concern go? Amalei, so Rav tells his Talmud, Al tehi shoyta becharuzin. Rav Huna, even you're pushing it. Meaning, hareza simen, to the extent that it's on a charuz, that in itself is a simen, and you know that I hold that basa shen esal manayin is not a problem, there's a simen. That's how I eat meat. That was one of the three terutzim that the Gemara gave, how it's possible the Rav himself was able to eat meat. But either way, it's interesting that Rav, who's so machmer in this Indian, and here is Talmud Rav Huna, sounds like he's asking him a very serious question, right? Very tmimistic. He wants to know, what about Becharuzin? And what's Rav's response? Al tehi shoyta Becharuzin. That's like a very, very silly question. Ikit Amri, some have a slightly different version of how this went. It wasn't an exchange where Rav Huna asked Rav, but rather Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, the way you have it in most of Shas, Becharuzin hareza simen, that to the extent that the meat was on a charuz, it's going to be considered a simen. Rav Nachman in Harda, ikla legabi Rav Kahana lafum Nahara. So Rav Nachman in Harda, as in the famous Rav Nachman, he once came to Rav Kahana, who lived in Fum Nahara. That's a place. The Mali Yomit Kippuri, and he arrived on Erev Yom Kippur. Now, Erev Yom Kippur, we know there's a mitzvah to eat. If somebody eats on Erev Yom Kippur and fasts on Yom Kippur, the Gemara says, Mala Olav HaKosov Kihilu Isana Chivasiri. He's going to get rewarded as if he fasted not only on the 10th day, but on the 9th day as well. So every piece of food that you put in your mouth on Erev Yom Kippur, ultimately you're going to be rewarded as if you fasted. Just thinking now, literally, as we're learning the Gemara, even though this is really not the sugya, Yom Kippur is a day of tshuva. We know if a person does tshuva mi'ahava, zdoines nasa schuyos. On Erev Yom Kippur, we learn this lesson. Eat, eat, eat. Fres? Yeah, you're going to see. Zdoines nasa schuyos. That every piece of food that comes into your mouth, ultimately you're going to be rewarded as if you fasted. But we digress. So again, Rav Nachman comes to Rav Kahana in Fum Nahara, and it was on Erev Yom Kippur. Also, Erev Yishadi Kavdi v'chul Yisa. In the meantime, ravens came. So this chshash that Tosfos said Rav, you know, was so worried about, this really happened. They're like watching a sugya in real time. So Asi Arvi, ravens came and they started throwing liver and kidneys, right? They're the waiters at this kiddush here. Amalei. So Rav Kahana turns to Rav Nachman, he tells him, Shkol ve'achol, chap, right? Go take. This means, Shkol ve'achol. Rav Nachman looked to Rav Kahana, how do I know where this meat is coming from? So he told him, Ha'idna de teir shchich tve. He says, nah, today most of the meat is kosher meat because all the Jews are fressing. For the non-Jews, this is just a regular day. And as a result, he said, I'm pretty confident that this food is kosher, and if that's the case, you are able to eat the food that's being delivered by the Arv. Rashi says, and this Rashi is at the end of the sugya, that you see from this story that Rav Kahana did not agree with what Rav held, and that is that basa kivin shen nesal manayin asa. Because if basa shen nesal manayin is asa, number one, this basa is nesal manayin. It's being delivered by Arvin, right? And not just that, the whole point of basa shen nesal manayin is based on the Arvin. And the Arvin are taking from Ruba da Alma, so based on that, you have to assume, just based on the method of Rav, that the food is probably not going to be kosher. And here you have the Arvin themselves depositing food, and Rav Kahana said, not because, you know, the Chevra over here are all eating kosher food, so it makes sense it's kosher. Yeah, but what if it came from the other side of the Atlantic? You have no idea where the food came from. And if you're worried about Ruba da Alman, the sugya Basach and the Salman Ayin, well, based on that, there should be a problem. So Rashi says, we see clearly the Rav Kahana disagrees with the Shita of Rav. He holds Basach and the Salman Ayin is Mutter. Tosfos, it's the top Tosfos of the Yomut. It's the second half of the Tosfos. Tosfos asks Akasha, how could it be that Rav Kahana said, Shkol v'achol v'idna der teresh chiyach tvei. But Rav Kahana is a Talmud of Rav, and Rav holds basa kivin shen esal manayin is going to be aser, and you always have to be concerned that it came from wherever it came from. And Tosfos has a little bit of a chiddush. Tosfos says that as much as we're concerned that the Arvin brought food, we don't think that the Arvin just traveled 5,000 miles holding chopped liver. That's not what we're worried about. We're worried that it came from a general vicinity. And being that an Erev Yom Kippur, the whole general vicinity, you assume this is like a super ride because all the Jews are eating now. The food is probably for sure kosher. Even Rav himself wouldn't be worried over here. Rav is worried about the Arvim. He's worried about the food being swapped out. Things that maybe you and I wouldn't be worried about. Rav says, no, you have to be machmer. I think this is something you have to be concerned. But he also puts a little bit of a a limitation in terms of how far we're concerned the Erev is coming from. It's a general vicinity, whatever that is. And being that over here, the general vicinity was all kosher food, it's for that reason it was okay. But here's the point. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, whether Rav Kahana is going deloy kirav or faker, Rav Kahana kitched him with Rav. Another story. Rav Chibar Abba isfad le karkashav beidana. So Rav Chibar Abba lost the karkasha of his animal amongst his barrels of wine. What's a karkasha? So in English, it's the colon of the animal. Also, the Kamei de Rav Huna, he came to Rav Huna and he told Rav Huna, and I'm going to look for the karkasha of the animal. I hope I find it, but my question is, if I find it, will I be able to eat it? Or will I not be able to eat it? What's the question? Well, if it was lost, it was Basel Shana Salman Ayan. Amalei's Rav Huna told him, Islach Simna Begafe, do you have a simen? Amalei Loi. Islach Tfias Eina Begafe. Do you at least have a Tfias Ayan? Meaning, not all of these colons look the same. So if you see it, will you recognize and say, oh, this is the carcass of my animal? Amalei'in, he told him, yes. He says, then you're going to be able to eat it. So you see two things from this story. Number one, Rav Huna holds like his Rebbe Rav, as we saw at the very, very beginning of the Gemara, Basach and Asalman Ayin is going to be a problem. Another thing you see over here is that a simin would make it go away, but that we knew already. The real condition is that a tfias ayin would also make it go away. So just to set this up, a drop, because this is going to be the balance of this part of the sugya. So in the world of simonim, so there's something called a simon is an identifying mark. It's very black and white. It's very specific. A tfias ayin means I don't have a identifying mark, but I know it's mine. You walk into a coat room, or better, you go to a hat rack and you see a whole bunch of black hats. You have a simon that this hat is mine? No, but when I see it, I know it's mine. I have a tfias ayin in it, right? So there's something called a simon, and there's something called a tfias ayin. The most prominent place where the simon and the tfias ayin are discussed is in Perikei Lo Metzias. The halacha is that if somebody loses an aveda, someone else finds it. If you have a simon, simonim deraisa, simonim derabbanan, one of the biggest sugyas in Shas, the halacha is you get to claim whatever it is you lost. The Gemara says, a tzurim rabbanan, someone that's a Talmud Chacham, he can claim an object even if he doesn't have a simon, just based on a tfias ayin. If he says, nah, I know it's mine. I know it's mine. You have a simon? Nope. I know it's mine. This is my wad of $10,000. I know I'm very confident that this is mine. So the halacha is only Sorba Mirabanan. We'll see soon why. But yeah, if based on that, you'd be able to get it. In this Gemara, you see that just like simin works when it comes to Basa Shana Salman Ayin, Tvias Ayin also works when it comes to Basa Shana Salman Ayin. Another story, very similar story. Reb Chanina Chayza Isvad Le Gabad of Israel. Reb Chanina Chayza, he lost not the colon of his animal, the back of his animal. Also, the Kabbalah of Nachman, he came to Rav Nachman, not to Rav Huna, but to Rav Nachman. I'm like, Yisrach Simen, the Begabah, you say, you have a Simen, I'm like, why? Yisrach Tfiyah Sein, the Begabah. So Rav Nachman said, do you have a Tfiyah Sein? I'm like, and he said, yeah. And Cain, he told him, Oy, Bazai, Zil Shkoil, then if you want to go ahead and take it, you'd be able to take it. Rav Nassan Bar Abaya, Isfad Le Kibur de Tchelta. Rav Nassan Bar Abaya lost his spool of Tcheles. Tcheles as in Tcheles, of Tcheles fame, right? The Tcheles that was used for tzitzis. Also, the Kamei Rav Chisda, he came to Rav Chisda, and he told Rav Chisda that, you know, I had lost my Tcheles, and I found it now. I just don't know if it's the same Tcheles. Now, well, what's the concern? I mean, it's Tcheles. We're not dealing with basar. And if it looks like Tcheles, isn't it probably Tcheles? So the answer is no. Because we know there was the real Tcheles and there was the fake Tcheles. The fake Tcheles, in the words of Chazal, was called the Kala Ho'ilon. In English, it's known as the indigo. And very often, people would swap out the real and the fake. The real one was a lot more expensive than was the fake. And this was the Shiloh. So Rav Nassim Bar Abaya goes to the great Rav Chisda and he tells him, I lost my Tcheles, I found it, I just don't know if it's the real one. Meaning, the real one I knew was real, I paid a lot of money for it, I watched it, apparently not well enough, but now that I just found this new spool, is it okay or is it not okay? So Amalei's Rav Chisda told him, he went to work, Islach Simna Begaveh, you have a simna, Amalei Loi. I mean, to me, it's just a spool of bloyavol. Islach Tfias Eina Begaveh, do you have a Tfias Ayin? Yeah, I actually have a Tfias Ayin. So he told him, you'd be allowed to take it. What do you see from this Gemara? That the concern, the paranoia that underpins the halacha of Basar Shana Salman Ayin is not only true for Basar. It's not exclusive to Basar, but you see it would be true even for the idea of Tcheles and the Kal Ilan. This is another situation where there's the good one and the bad one. They look exactly the same. There's a lot at stake. You have to make sure you get it right. And just like by Basar, Ad kedei kach, we're worried about the raven. It sounds like when it comes to tcheles, it would be the same thing. Amar Rava. Rava said, Me reish hava amino. You know, I used to say, which by the way, this is a theme that we've had throughout this cycle of Daf Yomi, the before and afters of Rava. So Rava said, Me reish hava amino. I used to say, Simna oda petfiyas eina. That a simin is better than a tfiyas ayin. That all day, any day, when it comes to a sugya of simin tfiyas ayin, simin I always thought is better than tfiyas ayin. Why? Da madrina navidasa v'simana. Because if somebody loses an object and now somebody else finds it, if you have a simin, you're going to get it. V'lei madrina v'tfiyas eina. But if you have a tfiyas ayin, with the exception of a tzurba mirabana, with exception of Talmud Chacham, you're not going to get it. So I always thought that Simon is better than Tfiyas Ayin. Why? Because I always learned Eilu Metzias. I knew from the second parak of Masechtas Bava Metzia, children learned this already in fifth grade in some yeshivas. I knew the idea that a Simon works, Tfiyas Ayin works, and Simon is much better than Tfiyas Ayin. And how do I know that? Because for the man on the street, if he has a Simon, he can claim an object. If he has a Tfiyas Ayin, he cannot. But now that I heard everything that I just heard, what did I just hear? Rashi says, Rashi, the shari iser b'tfiyas ayin, that you can be matter iser with a tfiyas ayin, that basr shen es alam an ayin, which is iser, you can be matter with tfiyas ayin, tcheles, which is iser, you can be matter with tfiyas ayin. Oh, if you could be matter iser b'tfiyas ayin, and by the way, even if you're not a tzor b'mirabonim, even if you're not a Talmud Chacham, oh, now that I know that, amino tfiyas ayin adifa, I think tfiyas ayin is actually better than a simen. I always thought for sure simen is better than tfiyas ayin based on Eilu Metzias. But now that I'm learning chulin, so I see that tfiyas ayin works when it comes to iser, and if tfiyas ayin works when it comes to iser, now tfiyas ayin is already better than a simen. Now, this is a very obvious question that jumps off the page. Every Rishon asks the question. What's the question? The question is, just like tfiyas ayin works when it comes to iser, simen also works when it comes to iser. If that's the case, where does Rava see that tfiyas ayin is better than iser? In Eilu Metzias, simanim is better than tfiyas ayin. In iser, simanim and tfiyas ayin are the same. So, if anything, simanim should still be better than tfiyas ayin because it has a leg up in the sugya of Eilu Metzias. Or at the very least, you should say that they're the same, v'haraya, that they both work when it comes to iser. Why, when it comes to Eilu Metzias, is it different? It's a question. We'll address it in 1 second. But the point is, where do you see that Tfiyas Ayin is better than Simen? Simen is better than Tfiyas Ayin and Eilu Metzias, and they both work equally when it comes to Iser V'Heter. So if that's the case, all the Rishonim ask, where did Rava flip 180 degrees? He always thought Simanim is better than Tfiyas Ayin. Then he chab, Tfiyas Ayin is better than Simanim. What Rava should have said was, I always thought Simanim is better than Tfiyas Ayin. Then I realized they're one and the same. But either way, this is what Rava said. Rava said, I now know from learning Masechtas Chulin that Tfiyas Ayin is actually better than Simanim. Frank Rashi, the obvious question. If that's the case, what's Takav Shad in Eilu Metzias? For the average person, a Simanim works and a Tfiyas Ayin doesn't work. If you're going to tell me that Tfiyas Ayin is better than Simanim, so v'haloi davaru, it's the Kal v'chomer. Ma Simanim Hakal works. So Tfiyas Ayin Achamah should certainly work. Rashi says you have to say that when it comes to money-related issues, there, things are different. And the only way, unless you're a Tzorba Mirabana, you would be able to ever get money from somebody else is in the event that you're able to provide a simen. And the reason is because we wouldn't trust your Tfiyas Ayin. Meaning, Tfiyas Ayin, when we trust you, adif mi simanim. But how do I know to trust you? If you have a simen, that's my way of knowing that you're telling the truth. If all you have is a Tfiyas Ayin, tzizul gana libo, bim kasna shkanga, I don't know if you're telling the truth. Says Rashi, the issue when it comes to Eilu Metzias is not the power of Tfiyas Ayin, it's do I trust you? And when it comes to money, we don't just trust people. You know what? And Rashi quotes, he invokes the famous Gemara, Gezel v'arayas nafshin shalotam misavulam mchamdasa. And being that Eilu Metzias is a monetary related issue, there's a trust issue with the exception of the Tzur Rabbanon, who we know is telling the truth. Over here we're going to be able to trust. But the bottom line is, Rabbi said, I used to think Simanim is better than Tfiyas Ayin, and then after learning this sugya, I came around, I see that Tfiyas Ayin is really better than Simanim. Says the Gemara, the Eloi Teimahachi, and this is a little tricky. So what's the Eloi Teimahachi? The Eloi Teimahachi, that Not that Tfiyas Ayin is better than Simanim. This is not a continuation of Rava's conclusion of our sugya. But Ilei Teima Hachi is another raya in support of what Rava saw in our sugya that led him to his conclusion. The Ilei Teima Hachi, that Tfiyas Ayin works in the world of Yisurin. So again, we know Tfiyas Ayin works in the world of Yisurin from Basa Shenes Alman Ayin and from Tchela Shenes Alman Ayin. But now the Ilei Teima Hachi is going to bring another raya. And this is like a checkmate raya. Because if you're going to tell me that's not the case, Hey Chsuma Mutab Ishtoi, how is a Suma allowed to be together with his wife, Tashmish Amita, Ubnei Adam, Ech Mutar Mishnei Balayla? When really, how's anybody allowed to be with his wife at night when he can't see? Meaning, how does the Suma, or how does the person at night know that he's with Ishtai? Ella, you have to say, Betfias Eina, the Kala. You're being Saimich on Tfias Ayin, the Kala. Hachanami, so to hear, Betfias Eina, it works with Tfias Ayin. Meaning, the point is, you see from all Ish, the Isha related to Ginyonim, that there's a concept of a Tfiyas Ayin, even though that's Issa the Heter. Meaning, what the Amiram said, that when it comes to Basash and Asalm Ayin, Tchilash Namad Ayin, Tfiyas Ayin works, it has to be that way. The Eloi Teima Achi, because if not, Heich Suma Mutav Ishtai, and Eich Pnei Adam Mutar Mishnei Balayim. Now, as it relates to this one line of Gemara, we've spoken about this so many times. There are many, many related Rebites. Last Machzor on this stuff, and really, in the end of Masechtas Yevamos, the Aguna-related questions, we always focused on it from the standpoint of Tfiyas Ayin the Koil. This idea that you find Tfiyas Ayin the Koil. The Ramban is Pirush Al HaTorah with regards to the Brachis, Yaakov and Esav, where the Ramban says that maybe they had the same voice, and people are able to fake voices, a fascinating discussion. Machlokes Ktos and Nesivos, whether Tfiyas Ayin the Koil works in Hilchos Eidos. Again, massive sugya with a lot of related rate bites. We go weiter. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Breder Mesharshia. Rabbi Yitzchak Breder Mesharshia said, Teida, now what's this Teida? It's different than the Ilei Teima Hachi. Teida to Rava's conclusion. Teida that Tfiyas Ayin is better than Simanim. Ilu Asav Etrei V'Amri. If two people would walk into Beis Din and they would say, Planya Dehai Simanim, Dehai Simanim Katol Nafsha. You know, I just witnessed the homicide. Who's the Reitzer? I have no idea. I have no idea, but I know he has a simon. He has something on his cheek. He has something here. They would come up with some sort of simon. Like Atlinale, you wouldn't prosecute somebody based on that. But the Ilu Amri, but if two Edom would walk into Beis Din, they would say, you know, I saw Reuven kill somebody. How you know it's Reuven? You saw his birth certificate. I know him. He's Reuven. I can't even smedrish. I went to yeshiva with him. I know he's Reuven. He's the person that did it. Meaning, Ilu Islach Tfiyas Ayin Begadev, he would say, I have a Tfiyas Ayin Kotlinilei. So what do you see? Just common sense. You see, Tfiyas Ayin works better than Simon. I'm Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi always gets the last word. He took it even further. He said, Teda, I'll prove to you even more. Again, it's another Teda, that Tfiyas Ayin is better than Simon. Dilo Amalei Inish Lishuchei, because if somebody would go over to his Shliach, right, is Gaba, old school. And he would say, Karya le Planya da Haisimana va Haisimana. I want you to call Pliny. Who's Pliny? He has this and that simon. Safik yodale, safik lo yodale. Right? It's not so clear that this Gaba is going to be able to call him because, what, the simon? Maybe two people have the simon. Right? He's not going to have the confidence that he's calling the person that his boss told him to call. But v'ilu islay tfias ain't a begade. But if someone would say, you know, call Reuven. How do I know he's Reuven? He's not wearing a name tag that says Reuven. I know him because I have a Tfiyas Ayin. Okay, Chazalei Yodalei. When he sees him, he's going to know it's him. So it says, Rav Ashi, this is not so complicated. Tfiyas Ayin, we just know from common sense, daily life matters, that it's better than Simanim. Again, what's the big kasha when it comes to Elam Metzias? It's the other way around. That's because we don't trust the guy. It's a trust issue. But for sure, when we trust that the person's not lying, for sure, all day, every day, Tfiyas Ayin is going to be better than Simanim. And this here concludes the Sugya Basach and Salman Ayin. So it started on Daf Tzadikei Amud Aleph with Rav's Memra. It digressed into a lot of Divrei Agada. And then we got involved in the Sugya of Simanim. It's one of the places in Shas that Simanim are discussed. Second parak of Al-Mitzia, the end of Masechtas Yevamos, elsewhere as well. And here you have it in the context of Basar. The idea of Simanim, Simanim and Tfiyas Ayin. And ironically, even though when you learn Eidah Mitzia, Simanim is better than Tfiyas Ayin, but really, like Rava proved from our sugya, when it comes to Issa V'Heter, it's the other way around. When it comes to Issa V'Heter, Tfiyas Ayin is better than Simanim. Rava seemed to have seen it in the sugya Basar Shana Salman Ayin. All the Rishonim jump off the page. They don't know where they see it. We're in the fact that Simanim works and Tfiyas Ayin works, that in and of itself is a riot. Tfiyas Ayin is better than Simanim. Makshon Rishonim, I don't hear that. But at the same time, Lamaskana Sagamara, there were two Teidas. Amar Rav Yitzchak Breder Mesharshia Teida from Hilchas Eidos, and Amar Rav Ashi Teida from Hilchas Shluchim, just from Hilchas common sense. So Rav's Memra of Basash and Asalam and Ayin was the topic of the majority of yesterday's daf and the first half of today's daf. So do we paskin like Rav? Do we paskin basish and asalam and ayin? Or do we not? So if you take a look at Rashi on daf tzadikim at days, it's four lines from the bottom. Rashi says as follows. Rav Huna sfir le kirav rabbe, the asa bahalama. Rav Huna was one of the amiram in the sugya that held that basish and asalam and ayin is asa. And it stims, because Rav Huna is a Talmud of Rav, so he holds like his Rebbe that it's going to be us. Abazok Rashi, v'loy kaimalon kavase b'ha. We don't paskin like Rav. Elo amasnisan samchinon. We're soymech on the Mishnah that said, nimtza begvulin, that in the event that somebody finds a piece of meat lying on the ground, and it's outside of Yerushalayim, matza ba'basar, the halacha is that you'd be allowed to eat it. Va'af al gafdish shoninu ba'oimid v'royeyu. And even though the Gemara had brought that Mishnah to ask on Rav, but the Gemara ultimately answered. And what was the answer? That it wasn't just a piece of meat that you found on the side of the ground, but the person was, you know, in the vatins, and you actually saw it fall from him. But the point is, this was not your classic basar shenas salam and ayin. Abizok Rashi shinuye dechiki nenu. Those terutzim are shinuye dechiki. It was a very and in fact all the terutzim that the Gemara gave on all the kashes that the Gemara asked on Rav yesterday. Zok Rashi, let's be honest, shinuye dechiki. These were forced answers. They're not really such good terutzim, says Rashi, and therefore I think the pashtus of the sugi, the way I came out yesterday, was not like Rav. Says Rashi, you ask me another question. Don't we paskin like Rav when it comes to Isser? Says Rashi, yes, but only in certain cases. It's got to be plucked at the Shmulhu, the Amrina. That's only true if there's a machlekes between Rav and Shmul. But not if he's going up against a Mishnah. And as far as I'm concerned, Rav's a shtickle going up against a Mishnah, because the terrace, the only way to make Rav work with the Mishnah is by saying Shinui Dechiki. For Rav Kahana, and besides, says Rashi, Rav Kahana, Hakachazina, the Amalei Shkol, Hach. Rav Kahana with the story where the ravens literally came and were, you know, serving meat on Erev Yom Kippur, you see that Rav Kahana said you could eat it. And this is the Rashi that we mentioned in the Gemara. Clearly, it's because Rav Kahana holds there's no problem basar shesalam and ayin. So says Rashi, it's for that reason. Loi kaimelon kavos. It's after the entire sugya. Rav, the Talmidim of Rav, Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, they all held basar shesalam and ayin. Abizok Rashi, we don't paskin that way. Because it was a bunch of shinui dechiki. And don't tell me, oh, it's a hilchas kavase, the Rabbi Isuri, because that's only true if it's keneged Shmuel. This is not a sugi that has anything to do with Shmuel. Fakir, if anything, as far as I'm concerned, this machlik is Rav against the Mishnah. And also you see Rav Kahana held that way. And it's for that reason Rashi paskins that basar shesalam and ayin is mutter. This is not going to be a problem. Stating that, if you open up a Shulchan Aruch, and this is in your Yoredeya, it's in Simen Samech Gimel Tzif Aleph. Just read the Sif. If somebody finds meat that was out in the street, you can assume that this meat came from wherever the majority of the meat in the shuk comes from. The chol de parish, meiruba parish. Let's say most of the meichrim are goyim. Aser them hayuroyv amoichrim yisrael mutter. V'chein basa anim tzviyat goy. Or if there's a guy who's holding on to a piece of meat, v'loy noy damei milokach, and you don't know who the guy bought it from. Ima yimoichrim abasi yisrael. If roiv the meichrim abasi yisrael mutter. Zeod in Torah says the Mechaber stating everything that I just told you. This is only midday raisa. Of the Kfar Asru Chachamim, the Chachamim got involved and they said Kol Abasar Nimtza Bein Beshuk Bein Biyad Goy. Afal Pisha Kol Amoichrim V'Chol Ashoich in Yisrael. The Halach is it's going to be us. V'Loi Oy. This is what we need. Ela Halikeach Bas if somebody buys meat. V'Hinichay Bebeisai. He bought it. He didn't lose it. He didn't find it on the side of the street. He didn't take it from a guy. He put it in his house. Oh, but vanilla minayin. It was basash and asal minayin. Aser, it's going to be aser. Elam kein hoyoloi boy simin. Only if he had a simin. Oisha hoyoloi boy tviyasayin. Vuhu makiroi. It's only in that situation it's going to be mutter. But other than that, this is going to be basash and asal minayin. And if that's the case, it's going to be aser. Says the Vilna Goyen Abir Agro. Vuloi oi. It's because the Shulchan Aruch, and it's really based on the Psak of the Rambam, holds that the Halacha is like Rav. The Chaim Mashmah Beperik Beis above a Metzias, says the guy. It's Mashmah that way in Perikel Metzias, Tavchav Dalad on the Beis, the Halacha Gerav. The Sugi, the Gemara Parich, the Amar Rav, Basav Echula, in the Sugi of Simarim and Tfiyah Sayin, as it relates to a Metziah, an Ela Metziah, the Gemara, over there in the Shach of Atayah asks the Kasha, didn't Rav say, I thought we don't paskin like Rav. That's a raya we pass on Rav Chaim Mashma b'soif yontif be'ed afmem amadalup uvded Rav Chana b'chulu v'ainagoyis maimini perik ches shom. But the bottom line is that Rashi said from the sugya it's a little bit mashma to me, not like Rav. Lahalacha, we do pass on like Rav. And the Goyim says it's not so much based on the sugya and chulin. When the Goyim brings support for why we would pass on like Rav, so for this already, you have to have bekiyas. This is already a sugya and perikei l'metzias. Mesach this be'ed afmem. It's really based on under sugyas. So again, basa shen asalam and ayin, which is something that we're all very, very familiar with. Just so happens, it's machlekes rishonim, whether or not we paskin this halacha. Rashi, the great Rashi, holds no problem with Basra Shem Salam and I. Fascinating. That means in Rashi's court, if you would ask Rashi a Shaila Basra Shem and I, he would tell you, full stop, this is going to be mutter. Abala halacha, Shulchan Aruch, it's gepaskin, that Basra Shem Salam and I is very much an issue. Either way, on that note, we return to our regular program, and that is the sugyas of Gid Hanasha. Sok the Mishnah, Hanoitel Gid Hanasha. If somebody is being menaker, so he's removing the Gid Hanasha from the thigh of the animal. He's removing the sciatic nerve. Tzarek Shita L'Skuli, he has to get the whole thing out. Meaning, he has to surgically remove it. Rabbi Huda says, no, you don't have to get everything out. It's Gidei L'Kayim by Mitzvah Netila. You just have to get out enough to be Mikayim, the Mitzvah of Netila. I think it's Kedai to explain this part of the Mishnah. It's going to be the topic of the first part of Gemara. It's also related to a brisa that the Gemara brought already a few dafin ago. And that is, we're going to see, Midai Raisa, everybody agrees that you don't have to surgically remove every last trace of the Gid Hanasha. As long as you remove the top part of it, that in of itself is going to be okay. Stating that, if you remember, there was a brisa, Machlokes Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, whether the Rabbanon were Moisef HaHoylech. And the Rabbanon said that you have to be Mechateh, you have to go and you have to weed out more. Or maybe the Rabbanon never went ahead and they never said anything like that. Rav Meir held that the Rabbanon were Moisef and they said you have to take out more. Rabbi Yehuda said no, there's a Din Dayraisa, the Rabbanon were never Moisef on the Din Dayraisa. Rashi, right here in the Mishnah, says that the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda in this Mishnah is Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda of the Braisa that the Gemara brought earlier in the park, which makes sense, because number one, the Tanakama is a Stam Mishnah, which is Rav Meir, and also Stam Bal Plukta of Rabbi Yehuda is Rav Meir. So the Tanakama is Rav Meir, he holds Sar Shita Vel Skuloi, because even though Midei Raisa, there's a share of how much you have to take, but the Rabbanu were Moisef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kedei L'Kayim by Mrs. Natila, the Rabbanu were not Moisef anything. So all you got to do is what the Torah mandated you to do, and once you do that, that in and of itself is going to be okay. So the Mishnah Vayta, Oichol, Migid Anosha, if somebody eats from the Gid Anosha, Kezayis, Soifik Abram, if you eat a Kezayis, that's the shear, always a Macholis Asuris, you're going to get Malkus. Ochle Ve'im by Kezayis. Let's say somebody ate the Gid Hanasha and there was no Kezayis, Chayef, you're still going to be Chayef. I thought you have to eat a Kezayis in order to be Chayef. If you eat a Kezayis, even if it's not the whole Gid Hanasha, you're going to be Chayef. What the next line of the Mishnah means is that if you eat the entire Gid Hanasha, even if it's Pachas Mikezayis, that in and of itself is going to be enough to be Chayef. What happened to the Halacha of Kezayis? This is based on the Din of Beria. That if somebody eats a Beria, you eat a complete organism, right? Something whole and complete, that gives it a chshivas, and even if it's pachas kezayis, you chayv. Right, the reason we always talk about kezayis, less than kezayis, is because we need an achila chashuva. It's not the kezayis, right? This has nothing to do with olives. This is about an achila chashuva. Usually you need to eat a kezayis of something in order for the achila to be considered chashuv. Here the chiddush is that if you eat something whole and complete, this beria, it's considered chashuv, even though you did not eat a kezayis worth of it. Achal mizek kezayis. What if somebody eats from the two thighs, a kezayis of this and a kezayis of that? Soifik shmeinim. Oh, you ate two Gid Hanashas. Right? Good for you. The bad news is you're getting malchus twice. Rabbi Yehuda said, in his soifik el arvon. Rabbi Yehuda holds you only get malchus 40. We've seen shitas Rabbi Yehuda already several times. Is pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that the iser is only on one. Was he misupik which one it was? Is it the right thigh? But the bottom line is shitas Rabbi Yehuda that kipshuta, it's only the right thigh. It's only one of the Gid Hanashas that are Aser. It's for that reason you're only going to get one set of Malkus 40 Malkias. Bar Piuli have a koyka made shmul. Bar Piuli. You don't see Bar Piuli every day in Shas. So he was standing in the presence of the great Shmuel. V'kamenaker atmo. And he was a menaker, and he was removing the gidanasha from the thigh of the animal. Havigogoimle. And he was only like skimming it from the top. He wasn't surgically going into the kishkis and removing everything. Amalei, so Shmuel told him, Chuspei tfei. He says, what are you doing? Come on, you're a lousy surgeon. You got to go further in, and you got to take more out. Hashtolei chazizach svisolei yisura. Says, you're lucky I'm watching, because if I wasn't watching right now, he said, you know what you would have done? You would have been machshel all the people around you with machalas asurois. So the Gemara says, Irsis, when Bar Piuli got this musr from Shmuel, he got so scared. Nafal sakina miyade, right? He dropped his knife, all his kalim, all his tools. Everything fell on the floor. Amalei Shmuel told Bar Piuli, loy sirsus. He says, you don't have to be worried. The oirilach, Rabbi Yehuda oirilach, because you were doing something okay. You were following Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, and being that you were following Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, it's okay. In other words, it's a machlik, it's in the Mishnah, Tanakam, and Rabbi Yehuda. How much you have to go pull out in order for it to be considered a proper removal of the Gid Hanasha. The Tanakama holds, you got to remove all of it. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, just take off the part that biblically you have to take off. So whoever taught you, whoever trained you, he was good. He was a Rabbi Yehuda follower. I grab the old. You have to be machman like the Tanakama. And it's for that reason. But you don't have to be so tzeshrukin, because it's not like you would have been Michael, like Macholis Asuris on the level where you mamish don't know what you're doing. In my opinion, it's supposed to be more machmer, but at the same time, it's not the end of the world. I'm Rav Sheshesh. Rav Sheshesh explained the story a little bit better. He said, "May the shakel Bar Piuli, what Bar Piuli removed the iraisel Rabbi Yehuda is what it sounds like from the words of Rav Sheshesh. Rabbi Yehuda would require you to remove midai raisa. Right? We have to be very careful with the language here. May the shakel Bar Piuli, the iraisel Rabbi Yehuda is what Rabbi Yehuda would require you to take out midai raisa. So the Gemara says, Rav Sheshesh, Michal the Shire, the Rabban on the Rabbi Yehuda. It sounds like Rabbi Yehuda has his chelik of what you have to remove midai raisa. There's also a chelik that he holds that you have to remove midai rabbanon. Well, if that's the case, that even Rabbi Yehuda holds the midai rabbanon, you have to remove more. Elo do'irilei, kaman o'irilei. Shmuel had told Bar Piuli, whoever trained you well, albeit l'shitas Rabbi Yehuda. But if, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to remove more, so then what was Shmuel telling Bar Piuli? Who trained Bar Piuli? It sounds like somebody trained him. Even Shmuel acknowledged that. If even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you were supposed to have removed more. Elo the Gemara says, Amra, Sheshesh must have meant something else. May the shakel Bar Piuli, what Bar Piuli removed was the Eraisa Lidivrei HaKoel. It's what everyone is in agreement with Midei Raisa, you have to remove. May the Shire. But what he left behind was the Rabban and the Rameir. It's that Chelek that Rameir holds, you have to be Moisiv. The Irab Yehuda, what about Rabbi Yehuda? The Rabban and Shari holds, you don't have to remove the Rabban. The bottom is by Piuli removed, but you have to remove Midei Raisa. He left out this piece, that's the controversy that was debated between Ramey and Rabbi Yehuda. Bar Piuli was clearly following the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, but Shmuel felt that he should have been machmer and he should have gone like Rav Meir. Oichol migid hanasha. Amash Shmuel, another member of Shmuel. And this member of Shmuel is going to baglite us. It's going to be malava us until the end of the day. Loi asra toira elo sha'ala kaf pilvat. So the gid hanasha is the sciatic nerve. This is out of my lane, but it goes from the shedra all the way down the thigh to the foot of the animal. Says Shmuel, stating that it's not the whole gid hanasha, it's not that whole nerve that you have to remove, that's not allowed to be eaten. So it seems higher up on the thigh, there's a part of the thigh that's spoon-shaped, that's why it's called a calf. Calf is a spoon, so it's spoon-shaped. Not a spoon, and the nerve that's in that part of the yerech, that's the part that needs to be removed. How do I know that, said Shmuel? It's a pasuk shenemer al kim lo yochel neisol es kid anosh asher al kaf hayorech. Right? It says dafka that part. So this is Shmuel's chiddush. Huge kula, right? You can eat ganz geschmack of parts of the gid anosha. It's just the area that's on the kaf hayorech that you're not allowed to. I'm Rapapa. Rapapa heard what Shmuel said. He said kitano, it's nishtazoi pasha. It's a machloikis tana. Now, what's this machloikis tana? So we're going to see. It's not one of these machloikis tanaim where it's super black and white, but there's a machloikis tanaim which is going to force us to start being mefarish psukim. One tana is going to learn like five different limudim in the parasha of Gidanasha one way, the other is going to learn it another way. What's going to emerge is that one of the points of debate is how to taich al kafa yarech. Could you taich it like Shmuel, not taich it like Shmuel? Hence, it's going to emerge that this really machlokes whether or not it's true that the only part of the Gidanasha you're not allowed to eat is the part that's on the kafa yarech. Okay, Amar Papa. Again, what's this machlokes tanoim? A brisa, achloi ve'im by kizayis. So somebody ate the gid hanasha, the entire gid hanasha, but there was no kizayis. So the halach is chayiv malchus. Why? It's a barrier. We saw that in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda, says achay by kizayis. Rabbi Yehuda was not mentioned in the Mishnah. He holds. Rabbi Yehuda was mentioned, but not this Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to eat a kizayis, and if you don't eat a kizayis, you're not going to be chayiv. Says it when my time in the rabbanon. What's pshat in the rabbanon? Bir Yohi. It's because it's a barrier. And being that it's a barrier, the Rabbanon old, a barrier is a Michael Choshev, and it's for that reason you're going to be chayv. Rabbi Yehuda. What about Rabbi Yehuda? Achiluk Sivabe. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ber Yahim, Ber Yaher. It says, Al Kain lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael eskid anosha, and stam achilo always means that it has to be a kazai. So if it's not a kazai, it's not going to be chayv. Rabbanon. Rabbanon ahi achilo. What does it do with the word achilo? It's coming to teach me. Let's say the gid hanosha, the entire gid hanosha is bigger than a kezayis. It's four or five kezayisim big. V'ochal chad kezayis, and you ate eight kezayis of it. Mechayv, you're going to be chayv. Like we saw in the Mishnah, right? That was also mentioned in the Mishnah. If you eat the whole gid hanosha, you chayv even if it's pachas mi kezayis because of the barrier. And if the Gid Anosha was bigger than a kezayis, and you ate a kezayis of it, you're also going to be chayv. So Achila is not coming to tell me that you're only chayv if it's a kezayis. It's not coming with kula, it's coming with chumra. That if you eat a kezayis of it, even if you didn't eat the whole Gid Anosha, even then you're going to be chayv. So again, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Achila's teaching me it has to be kezayis. The Rabbanan are saying, Achila's teaching me that you're chayiv even if it's only a kezayis. What do you mean only a kezayis? Even if it's not the whole Gid Anosha, it's not a barrier, even then you're going to be chayv. For Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda knows this halacha that you don't have to eat the entire gid hanasha and yechayev for a kezayis of it from the words asher al kaf hayorech, and we learn from there that even if you only ate from the gid hanasha that was on the kaf hayorech, assuming it was a kezayis, that would be enough for you to be chayev. So I know already you don't have to eat the entire gid hanasha. So what's Achila coming to teach me? That it's coming to teach me that you have to eat a kezayis. And if you ate the entire gid hanasha and it was pachas mikezayis, you would actually be Rabbanon. What did Rabbanon do with Asher al-kaf hayarech? He's telling me they need achila to teach me you don't have to eat the whole gid hanasha. So what did they learn from Asher al-kaf hayarech? Homi boyle lechidish shmul. This is what a papa meant. The amash shmul le asra teira elosh al-kaf hayarech. Al-Kaf Yarech is coming to teach me, it's coming to define what the Gid Hanasha is. It's not the entire nerve. It's only that area that's on the Kaf Yarech. For Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda going to tell you? Hayarech Siv, the Kula Yarech. No. It says, Asher Al-Kaf Hayarech, and Hayarech is actually Mashma, that it has to be the entire Yarech. Meaning it says Kaf Hayarech, not Kaf Yarech. Hayarech is Mashma, it's the entire Yarech. So they disagree with that entire drasha. For Rabbanon, what did Rabbanon do with the word Hayarech? Isn't it Mashma the entire Yarech? So the Gemara says, Ahu, it's coming to teach me the Pashat Isure Bekule Yarech. That the Isser is on the entire Yarech, Lafuke Chitza in the light, as opposed to the outer Gid. Remember, there's the Pnimi and the Chitzain. But at the end of the day, it has to be the chelik that's on the kaf. Tosfos says you can't read this gemara, right? It's very hard to read this gemara. For Rabbanan, now who the poshet isure bekula yarech? We're just saying now that the Rabbanan sheet is, it's only the part that's on the kaf. What do you do with hayarech? The poshet isure. So Tosfos says clearly there's an issue with the girsa here. Second Tosfos on the amid. Loshen isure le'asi shaper. The le'asrinan elosh ala kaf bovad. Ubesef Rabbeinu gershim ksiv the moshech not kule isure, but the moshech bekule yarech. Moshe Bekule Yarech, it's good. Then Tait says maybe it could be Miyashu the Gersin the Gemara. But the point is that Hayarech is not coming to teach me that it has to be the entire Gid, but it's coming to teach me which one of the Gidin. It's the Gid that goes along the entire Yarech, which is the Gid Ha Pnimi, as opposed to the one that doesn't, which is the Gid Ha Chizan. Says the Gemara in a side kasha. So we had two pshatim of what we learned from Asher al Kaf Hayarech. One was Shmuz Halach, the only Chayev for the Kaf. The other one was to teach me that if the kaf had a kezayis, and you ate it, for that in itself, you would be chayiv. The Rabbanon learned, you're only chayiv for the chelik that's on the kaf. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you're really chayiv for the entire gid. What is kaf teaching me? That if you only ate that part, you're going to be chayiv. That's the kitanoi, the Rabbanon meant, but he said, Shmuel's halach is really machlokes tanam. But the Gemara just has a postscript on both sheets, and that is, v'hai kaf, mi boy le'le mu'utei, the less Oh, if the less like kaf, I need kaf to teach me something else. To teach me, there's no halacha of gidda anashim when it comes to a bird. And the reason is because a bird doesn't have that kaf. He doesn't have that part of the meat that's shaped like a spoon. And for the Gemara, true, trey kaf ksivi. It says, al kin lo yoichu gnei yisol es gidda anashim asher al kaf hayorech. It says the word kaf twice. It says the word kaf twice. One is coming to teach me lamutei oif, and the other one is coming to teach me this halacha that we just mentioned. Exhale. So as relates to Ray, going back to some Torah that we spoke about 7.5 years ago on Daf Tzadik Aleph, but with many, many, many Chedusha. And that is, in the Shailas Teshuvah's Binyan Shloima, that was written, of course, by the great Dayan of Vilna, Rav Shloima HaKoyim of Vilna, the Baal Cheshek Shloima. So at the end of Chelek Beis, there's Likutim, there's different Shtekluch that are Ala Torah. In Parshas Vayishlach, Rav Shloima HaKoyim of Vilna asked, the Pasuk says, by the love of Gid Anasha, Al Kein Lo Yoichlu B'nei Yisrael Es Gid Anasha, Asher al kaf hayorech ad hayoim hazeh. Freit Rav Shloim HaKoyim Mivilna. There isn't one loisa saying the entire Torah where the Torah says that this lav is ad hayoim hazeh. And if that's the case, what exactly do those words mean? Truth is, the lashon of ad hayoim hazeh you find in different places in the Torah. And Shitas Rashi, throughout his pirish, is that ad hayoim hazeh means forever. Meaning, if I'm sitting today and I'm studying this topic, you should know whatever the Torah said is still relevant today. That's usually what it means. But as it relates to Torah, Torah is nitzchias. And Torah, you don't have to tell me that it's adayim hazeh, because it's memela going to be adayim hazeh. If that's the case, then why would the Torah, by the love of Gidda Nosha, mention the words adayim hazeh? It can't be to teach me the nitzchias HaTorah, because we know of the nitzchias HaTorah. By the way, that's why by no other mitzvah does it say adayim hazeh, because it's not necessary to say adayim hazeh. Some of these mitzvahs things, okay, you have to know, it's true adayim hazeh. But as it relates to Torah mitzvahs, it's anyways adayim hazeh. And that's why you never find that lashon by Torah mitzvahs. Yet, when it comes to the Gidda Nosha, you do. Freik, Rav Shloim HaKoyim Mivilna, why did the Torah say these words? Al kein lo yoichlu bnei yisrael es gidda nosha asher al kaf hayorech ad hayom hazeh. And he says two pshatim, both really would be kedai to talk about now for the next 20 or so minutes. Stating that, we're going to mention the second, that Rav Shloim HaKoyim Mivilna prefaces by saying, nearly the yashav al pi derech hadrosh. But in order to properly understand the Binyan Shloima's second Mahalach, we need a little bit of a Hakdama. He already touches on the Hakdama, but I think it's kedai to be Marchiv a little bit. And that is, 7.5 years ago, on Daf Tzadik Aleph, we said over from the Chassam Sofer, off and out, on the Gemara, Daf Tzadik Aleph, Amid Aleph, in his Chidushin on Masech Teschulin, that there's some connection between the Lav of Gid Hanasha and Tisha B'Av. We're still in Chodesh Av. There's some connection between the Lav of Gid Hanasha and Tisha B'Av. And really, it comes from the Zohar HaKadosh. Even though the Chassam Sofer doesn't quote the Zohar HaKadosh, but that's Kedarki B'Kodesh, that he very rarely quoted the Zohar. But really, if the Makar to this is from the Zohar HaKadosh, obviously it's in Parshas Vayishlach, and I think it's Kedai to just see a few excerpts from the Zohar, then we'll build up to the specific part that the Hilchos Chassam Sofer was quoting. The Zohar HaKadosh says that when the Malach came to fight against Yaakov Avinu, he was having a very difficult time. We know that the Malach was Sari Shalesov, the Samach Man, who was Satan, right? He is the source of all evil. The evil inclination himself is who it was that was fighting Keneged Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov Avinu is the Bechira Ovis, and he had no ability, had no capacity to be able to get him. He was struggling. They were wrestling physically. That's the muscle. But there was some spiritual tug of war that was going on over here. And Yaakov was very much winning this fight. The Samech Mem was struggling mightily. Says the Zohar, V'kivan d'istabak b'im Yaakov, v'l'ashkech aser d'yocheles gabar l'di Yaakov. When he was fighting with Yaakov, he couldn't find like an angle, a way to try to get to him. Begin, and the reason was, the chol shayfi gufa sayil Yaakov. Because all the Evarim of Yaakov Avinu were engaged in this fight, and the Evarim of Yaakov were able to trump over the Samach Mem. V'kulu avet kifin, and all the Ivarim of Yaakov were very, very strong. V'lehavibahan chusha. And there wasn't one Eber of Yaakovino that had any shvachkeit, that had any chusha, and as a result, he couldn't be successful. Not Avan. What did Sarah Shalaisav do? V'ayiga bekaf yirechai. What he did was, he touched Kaf Yerechai. And what does it mean? He touched Kaf Yerechai. It means Begid Hanasha. He touched the Gid Hanasha. Why did that help him? Because that's Bezine B'Yetzahara. Because the Gid Hanasha, you ready for this? Is where the Yetzahara is inside the guf. You ever wonder, where is the Yetzahara? Feels like he's everywhere. But where is the, he's here, there, and everywhere. Up, down, right? Light. But where is he in the guf of the person? Zok de Zayir HaKadosh. He's in the Gid HaNosha. Deiu Zinei V'Asre. Zinei means he's Minoi. Asre means Mekoimoi. This is his place. Umitamon Asi Yetzahara Abnei Nosha. And it's from there that the Yetzahara does what he does, that he's able to go up against people. And he went to that spot because that's a place that he calls home. That's a place that he has Epis HaShaychis, even in Yaakov Avinu. Because Yaakov Avinu with his grace and Madregas, but at the same time, he had a Yetzirah. And being that the place of his Yetzirah was the Gid HaNasha, that was the place he was able to krich in, and that's where he was able to have some sort of shlita, and that's what it means when it says in the Pasuk, Vayiga bekaf yirechai, he was able to touch kaf yirechai, because that was a place that he was called. Ubegin kach, says the Zohar HaKadosh. Amrei Reis in the Torah said, "Lo yoichlu bnei Yisrael es Gid HaNasha." It's for that reason that we're not allowed to eat the Gid HaNasha. It's because the Gid HaNasha was the place that the Samach Mem was able to be shoylet in Yaakov Avinu. And being that he had shlita in that area, all the Gid HaNashas of people and even of animals suddenly are somewhat pogum as a result. And it's for that reason no one's allowed to eat from the Gid HaNasha. On an even simpler level, the Gid HaNasha is the makom where the Yetzirah is. So this is a place that's very sitra achredig, and it's for that reason I'll kill a yochel Yisrael as Gid HaNasha. That's why you're not allowed to eat from the Gid HaNasha. I'm skipping a little bit. There is the Bar Nash, says the Zohar HaKadosh, Shin Samachay Gidin. Every person has 365 Gidin. Ulekab Leihoin, Shin Samachay Pikudin. The lav inu nisyol v'lameva. And connected to 365 gidin, there's also 365 lavin. There's 248 esen. There's 365 lavin. Ulikabel shin samachay yoy mashata. There's also 365 days in the solar year. V'hot tisha b'av chad min hoin. And one of those 365 days is tisha b'av. The iyu likabel samach mem aleph lamed. He's connected. The Samach Mem, the Iyu Chad Mi'inun Shin Samachay Malach, who's one of the 365 Malach. What does that mean? The Mefarshei Hazor say, there are 365 days of the year, every day has his own Malach, so there's 365 Malachim together with the 365 days. In other words, there are 365 Gidin, there are 365 Lavin, there are 365 days, and there are 365 Malachim. And these are all interrelated with each other. The lav of Gid HaNasha and the day of Tisha B'Av and the Gid of the Gid HaNasha and the Malach of the Samach Mem, they're all within one out of 365. They all converge. They're all on the same day. Ubegin kach amrei reisa. It's for that reason the Torah said, L'yoichu b'nei Yisrael es Gid HaNasha. Es is always l'rabbis. Right? Shimon Amsuni Hayudirish Kales and Shabbatira. Rabbi Akiva said as a Shamala Kechatir. What's Eskid Anosha coming to me Marba? Lasko Tishabov. It's coming to be Marba Tishabov. The La Ochlim Bevaloy Shasin. We're that's a day also that you're not allowed to eat and you're not allowed to drink. And the Sfar Makdoshim say S is Rosh Tevis, Tisha Av, backwards, right? So S is La Rabbi is Tishabov. Ubegin kach, Chazak Uchabrichu Koila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw already in the Torah what's going to happen in the Aseh. And that is that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be Chorev. The Nirbans Vahin Remes LeYaakov, and he gave Yaakov a Remes, Vayyavik Ish Imoy, Bechol Yoy Meshata, Ubechol Shaifen de Yaakov, Vele Ashkech Bar Meahugit Anosha, Miyad Toshash Chele de Yaakov, Ubeyoy Meshata Ashkech Yoy Tishabov, the Bei Iskif, the Iskis Ordina Alona, the Ichra Vabei Mikdash, and this ultimately caused a destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. It says, the Zohar HaKadosh, that what happened was the Malach, the Samach Mem, was trying to get Yaakov Avinu. He couldn't get Yaakov Avinu. But there was one place he was able to be shoylet. But here's the oimek. It was one gid that he was able to get him in, and that's the Gid HaNasha. Because Iyu Zinei V'Asre, that's Minoi U'Mekoimoi. And there was one day that he was able to be shoylet. Which day is that? It's the day of Tisha B'Av. Because again, that's his day. That's the one day that he's able to get to. And it's for that reason being that he was able to kriech into the Gidanosha, and the day that he's able to get is Tisha B'Av, Al Kein Lo Yoich Bnei Yisrael is Gidanosha. There's now a lav of Gidanosha, and that lav is the one of 365 that's going to correspond with this Torah, and it's also for that reason that Beis Hamikdash was Chorev on Tisha B'Av, because that's the day, and that's the Shaychus between the Gidanosha and the Tisha B'Av. That's the Esla Rabbis. Again, it's the Malach, the Samach Mem, on the day of Tisha B'Av, kriching into the Gid Hanasha, which is now going to be related to the Lav in the Torah of Gid Hanasha, and then the Zohar Kodesh Pir Zohar, V'chol man da ochol b'Tisha B'Av, ki'ilu ochol Gid Hanasha. Any person that eats on Tisha B'Av, it's as if he ate the Gid Hanasha, Dvarim Nefilim. Azoy state in Zohar Kodesh, in Parshas Vayishach. This is the rest of the story. This is the Zohar Kodesh that Chassam Sofer was referencing over there in Masechet Chul and Daf Tzadik Aleph. But here's the point. The point is that you see clearly that the Isser, the Lav of the Gid Hanasha, is something that's predicated on a certain shlita, a certain koyach that the Samach Mem has, a certain koyach that the Samach Mem had in Yaakov Avinu. Samach Mem was trying to be shaylin, and Yaakov Avinu, he couldn't be shaylin. There's one day, there's one gid that he was able to be shaylin. The day is Tisha B'Av, the gid is the Gid Hanasha. That is the shaychus between Tisha B'Av and the Gid Hanasha. Loi roi zeh ku roi zeh, loi roi zeh ku roi zeh. Hatzad ha'shav shavahen. Tisha B'Av is a day, it's one out of 365. The Gid Hanasha is a gid, it's one out of 365. And this is the day and the gid that Samach Mem was able to be shaylit. Because the Samach Mem is a malach, he gets one day to be shaylit, he gets one gid to be shaylit in. The day that he's shaylit in is Tisha B'Av, the gid that he's shaylit in is the Gid Hanasha, and that is the shaychus, dvarim neflam adonai. That is the shaychus between the Gid Hanasha and between the day of Tisha B'Av. But the whole concept of there being an Issa Gid Hanasha, it's predicated on a certain shlita, on a certain shlita that the Samach Mem has in mankind, that certain shlita that really started with this great Ma'isav similar bonim, the Vayyavik Ish Imoy, that took place between Yaakov Avinu and between Sarah Shalitza. Demis is what the Chassam Sofer writes in Chulin Daf Tzadik Aleph, when he talks about this inyan, is really something that permeates his farm. In fact, the Chassam Sofer doubled down on this inyan. Chassam Sofer says a chiddush. Chassam Sofer says that I want to take it a step further. I believe that the Vayyavik Ish Imoy that took place between Yaakov Avinu and Sarah Shalesov, you know what day of the year was on the calendar? It happened on Tisha B'Av. That whole Maisa happened on Tisha B'Av. Now you're going to tell me, isn't it a Mefurish Zayir? No, it's rather not a Mefurish Zayir. I mean, it definitely comes from desire, but the Chassam Sofer is the one that said it. The reason it's a chiddush is because in Rishonim it's actually not mashva that way. As a matter of fact, we say in the piyut at the end of the Seder, the first night of Pesach, so in the piyut of Oz Roiv Nisim Hifleisa, Hifchadet to Arami Be'emesh Laila, which is very mashma that it actually happened on Leil Pesach. And Azoi Shteit and Rekeach, they're under it that say that it happened on Yom Kippur. Rav David Yoel Weiss and the God Mechadoshim has a whole arichas. What night did this take place? Did it happen on Pesach? Did it happen on Yom Kippur? And the Torah, the Chassam Sofer, and he brings it as almost exclusively from the Beis Medrash of the Chassam Sofer, that it actually happened on Tisha B'Av. Now this Zohar HaKadosh is very, very mashma that way. By the way, we know Tisha B'Av and Pesach are somewhat related. Ki Yadua, the Ram already brings it. That's why the egg, the avelos. But the bottom line is that from the Chassam Sofer is mavur this connection on even another level, and that is that the story actually took place when? It took place on Tisha B'Av. Few places where the Chassam Sofer mentions this. So one is in the old Chassam Sofer's Teiras Moshe. So this is on Dav Chavav. If you have the new Teiras Moshe's, so this is right at the end of Parshas Dvarim. After the Haftorah, there's a few pieces on Tisha B'Av. This is the last piece. The pasuk says, "V'chora api boy b'yoymahu." V'chora api boy b'yoymahu, which is referring on some level to the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Dr. Hilgich Sam Sofer, Mamish Dvarim Niflon Madomoy. He says, we know that Rambam says in Perik Tes, Halach Alav and Hilchis Malachim, that Shisha Mitzvahs Nitztava Adam Arisha. Then he goes through the shalshelas of how the mitzvahs eventually, you know, progressed, how they were disseminated. Noyach was nitztava, seventh mitzvah, the mitzvah of Eva Menachah. And then he says, Avram Avinu got the next mitzvah, that was the mitzvah of Milah. The next mitzvah after that, that somebody was nitztava was what? It's the mitzvah of Gid Hanasha, that was given to Yaakov Avinu. Right, if you open up a Sefer HaChinuch, the first mitzvah is Puruvu, that was told to Adam, Chava, Noyach. And the second mitzvah is Milah, third mitzvah, Shloi Lechel, Gid Hanasha. The third mitzvah in the Torah, the Mispar HaChinuch. In the Mispar of the Rambam, with the way the Rambam goes through the Shalshalos of the mitzvahs, it was six, plus what? The Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach, plus Milah. And what was the ninth mitzvah? The ninth mitzvah was the mitzvah of Gidah Anasha. Zoktach Sam Soifer. The ninth mitzvah ever given was the mitzvah of Gidah Anasha. We know that Gidah Anasha, Zoktach Sam Soifer, is related to Tisha B'Av, Kimavur. And of course, the Kimavur is the Zayir HaKadosh. And the Maisa happened on Tisha B'Av, Zoktach Sam Soifer. If that's the case, it comes out that the mitzvah of Gidah Anasha, the Loisa say, is the Chiyas Sheva Chiyas. It's the ninth mitzvah in count, and it also happened on the ninth day of the year. 9 times 9 is 81, which is the gematria of af. V'chara api boy b'yoy mahu. This is a remez to this thing. Because really, the Gidah Anasha is very much associated with Tisha B'Av, v'yoychol b'nei Yisrael. S, Gidah Anasha, S is l'rabbis, Tisha B'Av. There's a remez to Tisha B'Av in the Torah, in the parish of the Gidah Anasha, and that's the v'chara api boy b'yoy mahu, and that's why you always find af. In reference to Tisha B'Av, it's because 81, this is the Chiyas Sheva Chiyas. This is reminiscent, of course, of the Chassam Sofer that we've spoken about Milah. Right, Talmud Chacham has to have, he has to have Gaiva Shmina Sheva Shminis, and the Chassam Sofer says, because it's Yodua, that any person that Shomer is Bris, so he's allowed to be a Bal Gaiva about it. That's one area that a person is allowed to have Gaiva, and he says the Shmina Sheva Shminis is a reference to Bris Milah. Why is it a reference to Milah? Because we know Shmina happens, Milah is on the 8th day, right? Bayeima Shmini, and it's the 8th mitzvah that was Evan Itzdava, because the first mitzvah, Noch Teshev Mitzvah Neinach, was Avram Avinu when he was in this, and he said, that's the Shmina Sheva Shminis. This is Mamish, the Shmina Sheva Shminis. It says Mila, the Chiyas Sheva Chiyas is referring to the Gidah Anasha. But the bottom line is another place where the Chassam Sofer says this thing. I just want to mention one more. This is so nifladig. It's an Ish Tzegleibin in the Welt. And if you're not sure, listen to how the Chassam Sofer prefaces this Shtikl Torah. So again, the pasuk says, "Vayyovek ish imay adaloi sashach, vayarki lo yocholoi, vayiga bekaf yerechoi, vateke kaf yerech yakoi behe ofke imay. Vayarki lo yocholoi, vayiga bekaf yerechoi." It's Yodua that the Mefarshim explained that this is related to Churban Beis Hamikdash. This is one of the places the Chassam Sofer says this chiddush, that the actual battle took place on Tisha B'Av. And when it says Yerech Yaakov, what's the Yerech Yaakov? It's referring to the Beis Hamikdash. Yurechon shal Yisrael umatzah. Zok Tichsam Soifer. Ve'anachnu rimaznu me'ashenigla lonu misoyd Hashem liyarev. We came up with a remez. A remez that was nigla to us misoyd Hashem liyarev. This is not my remez. I'm telling you something that was given to me as a gift. By the way, if you look at the Chassam Sofer in Erechaim Sim Reishches, he talks about the whole Indian of Soyd Hashem liyarev. We're under a hell that it's related maybe to Gilui Aliyah. It's not Gilui Aliyah. He said, but when a person learns Torah in the right way, he's zoichet to things that he has no business knowing. So Chassam Sofer tells you, this is what he means. But I'll go upon him. Ma'ashem nigla lanu, misayid Hashem liyareyav. So Chassam Sofer. Chazal say, vayyavak yishimoy, we learn from this, shehelu avak ad kisei akavod, that the avak, the dust from the battle, it got to a level that it went all the way up to the Kisei HaKavod. What does it mean it went up to the Kisei HaKavod? What's the taitch of that? Shehelu Avak at Kisei HaKavod. Listen to this. Chazal say that why is Tzitzis Tcheles? Because Tcheles is Doima the Yam, Yam is Doima the Rekia, and the Rekia is Doima to the Kisei HaKavod. Which means, Uri'isa Moisa Yuschart Mischom Mitzvah Hashem means, you're supposed to remember, Zok Tichsam Sofer, the Yam, the Rekia, and the Kisei HaKavod. I think everyone that learns this Gemara understands Uri'isa Moisa Yuschartim the Kisei HaKavod. But how do I get from my tzitzis to the Kisei HaKavod? Tcheles doim l'yam, yam doim l'rekia, rekia doim l'kisei HaKavod. Cut out the middleman, and ultimately you're trying to get to the Kisei HaKavod. But Chazal don't say that. Chazal say that when you look at the tzitzis, tcheles doim l'yam, and yam is doim l'rekia, and rekia is doim l'kisei HaKavod. Vaistois, this Uri'isa Moisa Yuschartim on yam, and on Rekia, and on Kisei HaKavod. Zok Tichsam Sofer, we know that when we give and bestow Kedusha upon a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're Mishalshim B'Kedusha. We say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. The Medrash says in Vayikra Rabba, this is right in the beginning of Parshas Kedosh and Chav Dalet Ches, Rab Abin Omar, Moshe L'Bnei Medina She'asu Gimel HaTorah L'Melech. When we say Kadosh, 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 HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to compare it with a Moshe? It's like the Bnei Medina that give the Melech 3 crowns. Ma'asa Melech, what did the Melech do? Nosnam B'Rosh HaYachas, he took one of the crowns, Ushtayim B'Rosh HaShalbanov. And he gave two of the crowns to his sons. Kach. B'chol yoyim v'yoymel yoyim machtim l'kodesh baruch hu gimel k'tushois. Ma kodesh baruch hu oiseh. Noisim b'roishay achas. He keeps one for himself. V'shtayim b'roishin shal Yisrael. And the other two he gives Klal Yisrael. Hado d'chsiv dabre al kol adas b'nei Yisrael k'doshim tiyu. V'yiskadishtem v'yisim k'doshim. These are the three things. So we say kodesh, 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 tzvayikir rabu. David says, I'm taking one of them, but the other two I'm giving to you. So what are these three kedushas? Zok the Heilige Chassam Sofer. He says, Klal Yisrael, we're niskadish b'toru mitzvahs. Asher kedishonu b'mitzvahs. Every time we do a mitzvah, it's because the Torah akdosh and mitzvahs are kedusha. So we have Torah mitzvahs. That's kedusha. The whole Torah, the Tayag is kedusha. That's one kedusha we got. But then there's another ma'ala. Kadish atzmecha b'mutalach. Kedoshim tiyu. That's what the Medrash is on that pasuk. So kedoshim tiyu. There's an Indian that you have to be a kadish atzmecha b'mutalach. That's another tosefes kedusha. So with the exception, besides with that every year is on a level of kedusha. Then there's the tzaddikim, the chassidim that are on the madrega of kadosh atzmutalach, and that's already a higher madrega. And then there's the third level of kedusha. That's the Eibishter's kedusha. That's something that Hakadosh Baruch Hu has bel yoinim. That's something the Eibishter kept for himself. That's what he didn't give us. So we say the malachim say kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Zok Hakadosh Baruch Hu shkoyach. Malach, he say kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. One kedusha I'm keeping for myself, and that's the kedusha that's bel yoinim. But two of the kedushas I'm going to give my children, bnei b'chayri Yisrael. And then k'doshim tiyu, there's going to be an inyan of kadosh atzmecha b'mutalach. Zoktach sam sefer. Torah mitzvahs are always referred to as the yam. It's rechava mine yam. So many psukim that refer to it as the yam. Tzadikim, says the chsam sefer, is yodua that they're referred to as shamayim. The chsam sefer teaches, the pasuk says, mishamayim hibit Hashem, ra'es kol bnei adam. Chazal say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dan the dar lefi the maisei hatzadikim. What does that mean? Mishamayim hibet Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the tzadikim, and then Raz chob ni adam. He knows how to go ahead and judge ni adam. But he says, it's you do it, the tzadikim are referred to as shamayim. Ramosha Shlomiyok in Oitzus Chsam Soifer. By the way, this whole piece is in Oitzus Chsam Soifer, Parshas Vayishlach, Dav Chav Gimel. If you're going to look it up, that's the place to look it up. On Dav Chav Gimel, because it has all the pitchfkes, the footnotes, and the footnotes, Ben Benoishal footnotes. But I'll put them over there in page Chav Gimel. Ramosha Shlomiyok is mitzayin that really this Indian that the Chsam Soifer says is Yodua, it comes from that Rizal. This comes from the Bismedrish of Dari. This is a classic place where the Chsam Soifer, again, he never quoted Sfarim of Mikubalim, Eliezer, and Estaris. But this is a piece that's laced with Kabbalah. And the Rizal Taich, Hazinu Hashamayim, the Adaber of Esishma Oretz Imrei Fri, Hazinu Hashamayim, Heinu Hanoshim Atzadikim, Haktoishim Asheba Oretz, Heim Adoimel Malachim Ayoishvim Bishamayim, Esishma Oretz Imrei Fri, Ha'om Shem Ameya Oretz. But Al Koponim, Zoktach Sam Soifer, we know there what's referred to as Shamayim. And the Kedusha El Yoinu Vaslikten Shamayim, that's by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Kisei HaKadosh. Taich Tchsam Soifer, that when a person sees his tzitzis, he's supposed to remember. What are you supposed to remember? You're supposed to remember the Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. You're supposed to remember the two Kedushas that you have and the one Kedusha of us is by the Eibishter. Tchelis is Doimel Yam. The Torah mitzvahs, that's Rechavim in a Yam. The Yam, Doimel Rakia. That's referring to the Tzadikim, Azinu HaShamayim. That's referring to the Madrega of Kedusha that only the Kedoshim have. Kedoshim Tiyu, that's what that's referring to. And the Rakia is Doimel Akisi Yaakovit. That's going to bring you to the third Madrega. It's going to bring you to the third, and it's going to bring you to the highest Madrega. When Sari Shalesov came and he fought with Yaakov Avinu, what's he chaplaining with? The Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. That's what he's chaplaining with Kiyodua. That's the Yerech, right? That's the Eversh, She Ha'odam Nenebai, the Ever Atashmish. Right? That's where he's chaplaining. He's going up. He's chaplaining Zech very much with the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. Val Shloshtam Tzofa Esav Visar Shaloi. Ubikesh La'abdom Mine Yaakov. Lochem Vayei Ovek. It was Vayei Ovek. He didn't just fight with him. It was Vayei Ovek because he was going after the three Kedushas. Avak is Rosh HaTevis. Elohim b'ma'oim kotshoi. He's going after the Kisei HaKovod. Shu Kedusha al-Yoyne shebebeis ha-Mikdosh. V'kineged beis Kedusha is ha-Noisorim. Ha-Toyru v'atzadikim shenitnu la-Oretz. The tzadikim that are really Shemayim, but they live on this world. Nirmas Kedoshim asher ba-Oretz. Rosh HaTevis. Avak. V'asamich mem rotzo la-Oyrim midonim aleinu. Rosh HaTevis im kofatz ba'af. Again, Rosh HaTevis avak. Omnam b'chol zois. Zok t'chsam soifer. B'chol zois. Loi pa lashkichenu ha Torah Kedosha. He tried so hard. He tried being poil in the Torah Kedosha. He wasn't able to be poil in the Torah Kedosha. Ki olecho yiragnu kol hayoyim. Even he couldn't do it. Nobody was able to do it. And the tzaddikim, zakhtar sam soifalay almin yisrael mit tzaddikim, sheshosam akadosh baruch hu b'chol dor v'dor. Where was the samach ben matzliach? He was matzliach that he was able to go after the yerech. What's the yerech? That's Yerechon Shal Yisrael. That's the Beis HaMikdash. That's the shaychus between this whole story of the Gedan Osha and Tisha B'Av, because when he was able to be poil, he was able to poil the Churban Beis HaMikdash. You know what he was able to get? He was able to chepe with the Kisei HaKovet. Heram Meisa. He couldn't go after Kedushas Yisrael, because Chal Yisrael, you're not taking my Torah mitzvahs. He couldn't even get the tzaddikim because like Almin Yisrael, every dar, even this dar, every single dar has tzaddikim. Chassam Sofer himself lived 200 years ago. Every single dar has tzaddikim. Like Almin Yisrael, you can't go after the tzaddikim. About Kadosh Baruch Hu, this was the raid we spoke about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Mizmar la'asav likim bo goy benach lesecha. You want my Kisei HaKavod, I'm going to give you my Kisei HaKavod. And we know that as long as there's a churban in this world, ain't Shmoy Shalom, ain't Kisei Shalom, actually Machi Zara Shalom Olik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave up his Kisei, that's the one thing that he was able to get to. The one thing he was able to get was the Kisei HaKavod, and Zok Techsam Soifa, that's what the Gemara means when it says, Vayayavik Ishima, Zok Techsam Chulin Tzadik Aleph, Melamed Shehela Ovak, Ad the Kisei HaKavod, because he was going after the Kadosh, 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 he tried getting the Yam. He tried getting the Rekia, he couldn't get it. You know what he was able to get? He was able to get the Kisei HaKavod. But here's the punchline. Vizeu Zoktach Sam Sofer. Yerech. This is Yerech. The Pasuk says, Vayiga, Vateka Kaf Yerech. Right? He went after the Yerech of Yaakov. Yerech is Rosh HaTevis, Yam, Rekia, and Kisei. It's these three things. It's these three things. Chelus is Doimili Yam. Yam is Daimel Rekia, and the Rekia is Daimel Kisei HaKavod. He was going after these three Kedushas. He was going after the Yerech. Abba Lamaisi was unsuccessful. Partially. Where was his success? It wasn't with the Yam, with the Torah and the Mitzvahs. It wasn't with the Rekia. He couldn't get after the Tzaddikin. But what he was able to get was the Kisei HaKavod. Zok Techsam Soifa, that's the Taich. Vayiga Bekaf Yerechoi. Bekaf Shel HaYerech. He was able to get the Kaf of the Yerech. The Yud of the Yerech he couldn't get. The Yam he couldn't touch. The Reish of the Yerech he couldn't get. Vayiga Bekaf Yerechai, he was able to get the Kaf. Harayim is Lekisei Shom Noga V'Nir Mikdashai Vateika Kaf Yerech Yaakov Be'ofke Imoi. That's the oimik of what's going on over here. Zok Techsam Sofer, I'm being honest with you, this is not my shtickle Torah. V'anachna Rimaznu Mashenigla Lonu Misoid Hashem Lirev. I'm telling you what was Neskala to me. That's the oimik. Vayiga Bekaf Yerechai, he's going after the Yerech. It's the Yam Rokia and the Kisei HaKavod from that Gemara that we've heard 1,000 times. Tcheilus Demel Yam, Yam Dor Rekia, Rekia Dama Kisei HaKavod. It's the three Kedushos and the two Kedushos by Klal Yisrael. Is that Ayin Toiv towards Klal Yisrael that Chassam Sofer has? That he couldn't touch because we could do Yishim Ke Alecha Yiragnu Kol Hayoyim because Le'al Min Yisrael every door has Tzadikim. Oh, but Vayiga, where was he successful? It was the Kaf Yerecha. That's where he was able to chap him. In the Kaf, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'll let you chep it with my Beis HaMikdash. You're not taking my Klal Yisrael. You're not taking my Torah Mitzvahs. But if you want to go after them, that's the reason you can do. But Al-Kaponim, this is an Inyan that permeates Torah Chassam Sofer. Permeates really the Svar Maktoichim. It's rooted in a Zayir HaKadosh and Parashas Vayishlach. The whole Yisoid of Gedan Osha. It's related to Tisha B'Av, Esa's, the Rabbi's Tisha B'Av. It's related to Churban Beis HaMikdash. And really, Shrosha is, because on some level, Vayiga Bekaf Yerechot, that the Samech Mem was able to be Shoilet in the Kaf of Yerech. He was able to be Poigim in one of the three Kedushas. The Kedusha that's Kisei HaKavod, that's Vayovik, Malamichelo, Ovok, Ad Kisei HaKavod. The Isser of the Gidan Osha is somewhat associated with a Shlita that the Samech Mem has, on man in this world. Zok Rav Shlomo HaKoyim in Vilna. We're traveling from Prishbarg all the way to the Litvish world. We're going to Vilna now. Zok Rav Shlomo HaKoyim in Vilna. The Pasuk says, Al-Kain, Lo-Yoichlu B'nei Yisrael Es Gidan Osha, Asher Al-Kaf HaYorech, Lulei de Mistafina, those are his words. He says, Lulei de Mistafina, I would say that we know Zeh is always when you could look something between the eyes, you could see it. Olam HaZeh is referred to as Olam HaZeh. Olam HaBa is Vahir Bayoy Mahu, because you can't see it. You don't have it in front of you. But we believe with Maminim B'nei Maminim that one day there's going to be another world. And in that world, it's going to be perfect. Ubila Mavis LaNetzach. And in that world, everything is going to be Gevaldik. The whole Isra of the Gidan Osha, Zokta Cheshek Shloima in Binyan Shloima, the Likud in Endo Chelik Beis, is based on a certain memshala, a certain shlita that the Samach Mem has on this world. If that's the case, Lule the Mistafino. Afilu Lamanda Omar ain mitzvahs betelois la'asul lavoi. But it could be the Gedanosh is different. You know why the Gedanosh is different? Because the whole Yisoid of the Issa Gedanosh in Nemtzach from the fact that there's a shlita on the Samach Mem in this world. Mine, Mekoimoi, Ekrichtzik, he lives in the Gedanosh, and that's where all the tzaras come from. And Ein Shmoy Shalom, Ein Kisoy Shalom, that's the world that we live in now. But what's going to be when the Samach Mem is going to be gone over and done with? When we're not going to have to deal with that clown anymore? What's going to be when that's all going to be over? Oh, at that point, when that's all going to be over, this the Gedanosh is going to be like all the 365 Evar. You're not going to have to worry anymore. It's Al Kein Lo Yoichu B'nei Yisrael, Gedanosh Asher Al Kaf HaYorich Adai Yemazeh Fakeh. It means dafke ba'al mohodeh. It means dafke in this world. Because v'hoye ba'yoy mahu, it's going to be ubila mavus lanetzach. And when it's going to be ubila mavus lanetzach, at that point, this is not something you're going to have to worry about anymore. The whole yisoid of Gedanosh and nemsach and churbin, and nemsach and tishavav, and nemsach, it's related to the fact in kisei shalom, that when at kisei akoveh, it's because v'yiga bekaf yirecha, the kaf of the yerech is incomplete. Because in kisei shalom, aber, this is all going to come to an end. And this is going to come to an end at that point. Lule de Mistafina. This comes from the Litvish world. This is the Binyan Shloima, the Palkeshut Shloima, who has tshuvas that are as Litvish as they come throughout Sefer Binyan Shloima. So it is Ye Shloima al derech tshuvas Lule de Mistafina that the Issa Gedanosh is dafka de Yemaseh. All other mitzvahs, yes, machlokes, betelus, loy betelus, las loy. But I feel the man domei mitzvah betelus, las loy. When it comes to the issa, the Gedanosh, it's going to be different. Just to end with one fascinating postscript to all this, and that is, you know, we know a few hundred years ago, there was a false messianic movement of Shabsai Tzvi. You know, one of the things that the followers of Shabsai Tzvi instituted was they all were eating Gedanosha. They all ate Gedanosha. And the reason is because they believed that Shabsai Tzvi was already the Olam HaTikun. And because it was the Olam HaTikun, the Issa Gedanosha is not going to be around anymore. And Rabbi Akademnin and his Bikairisin on what was going on in the world of Shabsai Tzvi, if you know, you know, this was a big part of what Rabbi Akademnin was talking about, and they're shechting animals, and they're not being menaker anymore, the Gedanosha, because they believe, based on the Zohar, Al-Kein Lo-Yoichel Bnei Yisrael, Es Gedanosha, Es is the Rabbi's Tisha B'Av. And just like there's no Tisha B'Av, right, we know that the Kachap Sai Tzvi, they stopped fasting Tisha B'Av. So just like there's no Tisha B'Av now, so there's no Es Le Rabbi, he said, the whole post, the whole Gedanosha is not a Geir. It's because the Gedanosha is associated with the fact that we're living now in a world of Golos. We're living in a world where the Samach Mem HaShlita, of in the Olam HaTikun, there's not going to be Gedanosh anymore. And that's really mamish. But this is not, Binyan Shloima doesn't quote this, but this is where the Binyan Shloima is coming from. It's coming from a factual mitzvah where you saw that the Mekubalim in the 17th century, with this whole Shabsai Tzvi movement, this was the first move that they made. What sheikh is Gedanosha? It's because there's actually a very, very deep connection between the Gedanosha and with Tisha, which should be Zoyche Tarka to a day. We'll be able to sit down and we'll be able to eat Nachamo from the Gedanosha. By the way, we spoke out for a guy in Rav David Yoel Shlita a few days ago, that he said that the Issa Gedanosha was an oynish for the Bnei Yisrael. Right? It was an oynish, they weren't Malav Yaakov. He said, but it has no time anyways. So we spoke out that he said that it used to have a time based on the Rechaim HaKadosh. The reason there's no time is dafka because of the Siluk HaShchina, because time, like the Baal Shem Tov writes in the Tzavot, time comes from, it comes from the nitzitz of Kedusha. At the end of that piece, Zokta Goyim Rav David Yoel Shlita, that, you know, the Svarim HaKadoshim say, the Binyan Shloima, there's this Inyan that La'asad Lava, you're going to be able to eat the Gedanosh again. He says, what's the big deal? You're going to be able to eat the Gedanosh again. You'll be able to eat it. Ein Begidim Benayis Tam. We're about to start the sugyas now. Ein Begidim Benayis Tam. So if it's Ein Begidim Benayis Tam, who cares? You're going to be able to eat it. So Rav David Yoel, the only reason it had no time is because of the fact that we're living in a world of Samech Mem. But in the Olam HaTikun, it's going to be Hadru L'Duchte. It's going to have time all over again. So we should talk about Zaycha to be able to eat from the Suda Sal of Yasan with Tinyayin Amashomer. We should be Zaycha to be able to eat from the Gedanosha. You better say this. We should be Zaycha to be able to eat from the Gedanosha. And it should be Yesh Begidim Benois and Tam when it's going to be Ubila Hamavis LaNetzach and it's going to be Shmoy Shalom, the Kisoy Shalom, the Bias Gael Tzedek, Bimher B'Yemenu Amen.